Speaker, is the first female directly elected mayor and a long-standing anti-racist campaigner, I give you, Roxana Fierz, mayor of Newham, our first speaker. Thank you very much.
Solidarity to all the amazing women on this platform and also all the amazing comrades in this audience who likely no doubt have been part of a outward looking and growing and long standing movement against racism in this country over the past 30, 40 plus years. But I wanted to start on the point of history, and at times, I'm sure for many of you, like me, it feels quite dispiriting that we're having to have this type of conversation in the run-up to a general election, because for many of you, like me, the issue of racism and far-right fascism was a consistent soundtrack of my childhood. I remember vividly growing up in the 70s in Newham, which is in the east end of London, and had been a hotbed for the mobilisation of the National Front and all different strands of far right and associated tendencies. And remembering very vividly the attitude and the experience that my parents and members of Newham's community from the Asian and Black minority ethnic diaspora had to face and encounter by this accepted racism that was very visible, very visceral, and very hateful. I remember my father being spat at. I remember a real sense of being made to feel different growing up. As a child, being in school, being not acknowledged as a person of colour, with no acknowledgement of the heritage and the tradition that people from my community brought to this country, and it leaves you with a sense of vulnerability. And then you fast forward over the last decade, and you see the same patterns and the same language and the same attitudes being expressed, albeit in very different ways, and being accelerated because of the speed of technological adoption, where far-right fascist voices can just speak to each other so freely on Facebook and on Twitter. And we saw the horror of where that leads to when you see an individual with body cameras walking into a mosque in Christchurch and film in real time the murder and the slaughter of many, many worshippers. And that being watched by people on Facebook and being streamed live. And we've got to do much more, because the battle is not just on our streets. The battle is just not in the political discourse. The battle is also online. And we've got to hold these companies to account. And we've got to ensure that our voices are heard online as well as offline. And it's really important that we mobilise in the spirit of solidarity, in the spirit of our internationalism, all groups of people. And in Newham, that's exactly what we're doing, with the support of the Newham Stand Up to Racism group, with the demonstration of political leadership on this issue. And I commend the work of the Assembly member Umma Shasai, who's been holding West Ham Football Club to account. And the emergence of the Football Lads Alliance. And similarly, it's about ensuring that we do everything that we can to bring communities together, to deepen understanding, to ensure that we can, in this spirit of solidarity and internationalism, make it very, very clear that as local communities, we will stand up, we will not tolerate, and we will fight racism in all of its form, and fascism, and especially when it comes to the general election. Thank you.